HarperCollins presents Envy by Amanda Robson. Read by Emma Fenney, John Hopkins, Gloria Sanders, and Simon Bubb.
Chapter 1. Erica. I watch you every day, walking past my flat on the way to the school drop-off, holding your older daughter's hand, pushing the younger one along in the buggy, sometimes strolling and chatting, sometimes rushing, usually wearing your gym kit. Judging by your body shape, your commitment to exercise is worth it. I wish I had a figure like yours. Your older daughter has gappy teeth and straggly hair, nowhere near as pretty as you. Your husband must have diluted the gene pool. The younger one, the toddler, is always asleep in the buggy. She looks to have stronger hair and a chubbier face. I would have loved to have children, but I've never been in the right relationship. I envy you, and have from the first moment I saw you scurry past. A moment I recall so well. I was bored. I had nothing to do but look out of my front window and watch the world go by. 3 p.m. Parents rushing to the primary school at pick-up time. Parents, nannies, and then you. The woman I would look like if I could, moving past me. The image of my mother from my only remaining photograph. So similar, you made me hold my breath. A few days ago, when you dropped your gym card, I finally found out that your name is Faye Baker. You didn't notice it fall from the back pocket of your jeans as you tightened your laces, did you? As you turned into the school gates, I left my flat and crossed the road to pick it up. Later that day, I handed it into the school reception. Were you grateful, Faye?
Chapter 2. Faye. We move towards the school gates through air entwined with drizzle. The drizzle tightens and turns to icy drops of rain, which spit into my face and make me wince a little. I squeeze my elder daughter Tamsin's hand more tightly. "Let's hurry up, otherwise we'll be drenched," I tell her. Together, we push the buggy and run laughing into the school playground. Breathless now, Tamsin and I hug and part. My 5-year-old disappears into the classroom, into its light and warmth, its quirky smell of wood chip and Play-Doh. Free for a while from the responsibility of looking after her, my body lightens. But the rain is thickening. I fasten the rain hood more tightly across the buggy and navigate our way back across the playground, sighing inside, dodging puddles. Later on, I'll have to do my hair again. I always have to do my hair again when it rains. As I walk along the side of Twickenham Green, past the bistro restaurant that used to be the public toilets, towards the gym, trainers squelching across the dark grey paving stones, the rain begins to fall in sheets. Through the town centre, rain intensifying. I arrive at the Anytime Leisure Club looking as if I've been for a swim, and use my card to check through reception. Some kind soul handed it in to the school office when I dropped it last week. Georgia is still fast asleep in her buggy as I deposit her in the creche. At last, still rather damp, I make it into class. Legs, bums and tums today. Anastasia, our instructor, stands beaming at the front. She is about 10 years older than me. Her healthy glow contains a whiff of Botox and facial fillers, an attractive hint of plasticity that so many people have these days. I'll have to start before too long, when my husband Philip gets his next major pay rise. The sooner you start, the greater the effects. I've read about it on the internet. Anastasia begins. We copy. Stretching out on our floor mats, progressing through our usual early positions. Back stretch first, then gentle stomach crunches. My body is my asset. I was academic at school. I have good GCSEs, good A-levels. But lots of people have good A-levels. Not many people have a body like mine. My face and body are what differentiate me. I need to work hard to maintain them. My exercise class is my everyday routine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?